Hello, welcome to my channel. My name is Francisco and today we are going to talk about a very important topic, which is the use of the word it in its different forms, as we have it here as it, and obviously the personal pronoun it that we are going to talk about. Ready? Let's get started. Guys, I hope this is very clear to you and that you can use it with more confidence starting today. Well, we are going to talk about two essential things. The first thing is that when you are going to work on this part of it is because you are speaking in the singular, okay? It is only in the singular. And the second thing is that you are going to talk about anything, okay? That is not a human or a person, some human being, we could not use it with it. Ready? So, what things, like objects, animals, things, places, times, situations, fruits, vegetables, colors, countries, anything, except a human being. Ready? So we are going to start with some sentences here so that we have something clear. So, the first option that we can work with this IT is as a personal pronoun, right? Or subject pronoun, which is also known that way. So, if you don't remember personal pronouns, that's where we're going to have trouble, because that's something essential in English and they're used a lot. So, I've separated them here for you. Look at that list. Tell me if they're not useful, if we don't see them all the time. They're there all the time. So, there they are. I, you, he, she, it. Yes, the one we're talking about. We and they. There they are. So, those personal pronouns, if you don't know them, then so that you can memorize them. So, as a personal pronoun or as a subject pronoun, you know that the characteristic of these personal pronouns, those that we have here, are that they perform the action or that they start a sentence. So, when the action is being performed or received, because we're going to talk about that later, by something that is not a human being, then it's time to use an IT. Let's look here then. The apple is in a basket. Yes, the apple is in the basket. So, here we are indicating that it is a fruit. It is something that is not a human being. Exactly, it is not a human being. So, could I do the following? I could replace the apple, we could replace it with it and put the rest. It is in the basket. Pacho, but what is it replaced for? Many times one replaces it with to not mention again this subject that was already mentioned or spoken about, but rather to use it as a short form and talk a little more briefly about that object that was already mentioned. So, you could say the apple is in the basket or is in a basket. Yes. What does it mean here? This it means the apple. Yes. Be very careful that when you are going to replace this type of thing it is because you have already mentioned it previously or it is something that is obvious. Yes, so that you keep in mind because it cannot be used all the time. Pacho, how come not? Well, let's see. If you didn't know this, if we didn't know the information above and it says it is in the basket it's in the sixth. What is it that is in the sixth? Would you realize it? Right? So that's why it would have to be something already obvious or something that you already mentioned. So that you keep it in mind, you can use it, but you already know that we have to be aware of having mentioned it. Now, what happens with this? The pronunciation here can also be a pronunciation that we can hear in several ways. We can hear it is, as more British. It is in the basket, it is. Or also in American English what they do is that when they have the T or the double T, even the finger D, in the middle of vowels, this sounds like an R. That's why we could easily hear in American English erase, erase in the basket, right? So that you can analyze it and keep it very present. So, here is the first way to work. We have a second sentence, the apples are in the basket. So that we can make a comparison, because here I could no longer use this pronoun it. Why not? Of these personal pronouns that we have here in that list, which would be the personal pronoun that would replace the apples? The apples. What would it be? It would be they. That's Pacho. But they is they or they, it's for people. No, that they or they takes whatever they are, anything that is in the third person plural. That's why I was telling you so important now that the use of elite is only for the singular. If this is the case, then you could replace the apples with they, right? To say they. There's one thing here. Another thing that can happen here at the top where it says the apple, there are people who try to do that. Apple is she. The apple is she. No, this is already for a pronoun of a person, right? So, objects is this. For the plural, yes, we can handle it with this part. Whether they are lions, dogs, cats, apples, tables, whatever, we could work on it. They are in the basket. They would be like this. They are in the sixth. It goes back and the same thing happens. If we omit the apples here and say they are in the basket, they are in the basket. What are we talking about? Yes. So, pay close attention that when you are replacing these subjects with the pronoun, it is because you either clearly see or you have already mentioned that object previously. Ready? Keep that in mind here. Well, guys, another way is that many times when you see sentences like this, it is a pleasure. You easily see students who do this. It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure. Yes, here it is. It is a pleasure. But what is a pleasure? Something is a pleasure. Something can also be a person. Yes, someone can be a pleasure. Yes, it can be. But normally when we say it is a pleasure, it could be that we are getting to know each other, or it is a pleasure to eat, or it is a pleasure to see something. Anyway, many things, but it does not refer to something human. So, here we have to keep something in mind. Remember that when it's something that's not human, the pronoun you're going to use is this I. In English, you can't leave out those personal pronouns or anything like that. In Spanish, you often omit them. Look, here it says it's a pleasure omitted. But not in English. Here it says it's a pleasure. But what is a pleasure? Something. Something is a pleasure. That's why you put it here, it is a pleasure, or you easily hear it said it is a pleasure. In British they say it is a pleasure. It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure. Here it varies a little. In American, it is a pleasure. What we were talking about up here. The same thing happens with está lloviendo. Who is it raining? You are raining. He is raining. She is not. And something is what is raining. So, what happens? Instead of we, it is raining. It is raining like this. When you see this, be a little suspicious because it could be asking a question. Yes, it could be. But what is missing here? We are missing this. It is raining. It is raining because that something is what is raining. Let's see. If you were to put another of the personal pronouns that we have there, right? You know that with is we could work with he, right? Or she too. It could be logical. He is raining, right? She is raining. She is raining. No, no, you can't. Why? Because what is raining is something. So, we couldn't leave this alone, and that's why we are going to work on it this way. Ready? Now we are going to look at something here, guys. We could now work on this its part, which is also very common in this type of sentence and is used a lot. So, we are going to work on it in the following way. For example, instead of you saying it is, we could use this it, which is the part of the other use of this part of it. So, what could we say? Instead of saying it is, we're going to say and we're going to link it right here. It's in the basket. What is this doing? The short form of these two comes out. So, instead of saying it is in the basket, you say it's in the basket. This time we link it with the I, it's in the basket. Done. We could do the same here. So, it is a pleasure. We can say here it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Or instead of saying it is raining, we say it's raining. Here it is raining. It's raining. So, very easy. Now I want to show you the other use of it so that you can see how we can work on it, because it can also be worked on in a perfect tense in this short form. Let's analyze this a little bit here. We have this IST that we can work on in two ways. The first is for the short form of it is, the one we were talking about, right? And the other one is for the short form of it has. Pacho, what is that it has? This is where we talk about the perfect tenses. I don't know if you remember, but the verb have is the verb, what? It's the verb that has two meanings, which is to have, right? To have, yes, to have or to have. In the perfect tenses, this is used, let's see, for example, in the present perfect tense. So, let's see, we're going to use it here. What happens? When you're speaking in the third person singular, as you do with it, if, as you know that the third person singular is he, she, the verb changes. It's no longer have, but has. So, that's why we could work on it here in this short form. Let's look at a sentence, for example, ah, well, with the one we have here, it's a pleasure. So, here you would say, it's a pleasure. Yes, it's a pleasure, which is what we should be working on. But in the present perfect part, right? You could do it this way. It has been a pleasure for the verb haber. So, what has been a pleasure? Something, so we put it. There it comes, then the has. It has been. Has been. It has been a pleasure. There it is. So, as we would do with the present perfect. He has been a pleasure, pacho, and where does that become from? That been is the past participle of the verb to be. Yes, that is a bit of an advanced topic, it may be for some. I invite you to look at the present perfect so you can see how we could form it. So, been means sido. That has been a pleasure. Yes, but what happens? In the short form, which is this one? You are no longer going to put it has, but you are simply going to put it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. Pachi, how do we know then if it is the tube part? It's a pleasure and it has been a pleasure because here after this you're going to find a verb that is in the past participle. Ready? So there we have it. Pacho, another example, please. Let's do this, for example, here guys. Let's say here it says it's raining, but let's say it's been raining. Yes, it's been raining. So how do I say it? It's been raining. So what has been raining? You don't say something has been raining. So remember that we can't put it like this, has been, it's been raining, so it's been raining. Yes, normally we would do it like this, it's been raining, yes, I'll fix this N here, excuse me, guys, it's been raining, but what? Something, so I have to put that something here. It has been raining. What could we do? So, the short form of this. It's been raining, there it is. So, another option, for example. So, it's been your chance. Yes, so, it's been your chance. I could say, it's been your chance or your opportunity. Yes, chance, it's been your chance. There we have it. It's been your chance. I hope this first part is very clear because I'm going to erase it here and we're going to continue with another way of working on this part. I'll be right back with you. Ready? Very good, guys. So let's continue with this work there. As a phrase that I really liked said, if you have 9 hours to cut down a tree, use 7 to sharpen the axe, right? So, we're going to sharpen that axe so we can work really well with this topic. Ready? Let's look at other options as an object pronoun. So, we could work on it as an object pronoun. So, we already know, personal pronoun and object pronoun. Object pronouns are those that receive the action of that subject that is starting here. So, for example, she wrote the book. Who is receiving the action? The book. So how would we say this in English? She, the verb to write, we already know that it is in the past tense. We say wrote, it is an irregular verb. She wrote the book. There it is. She wrote the book. She wrote the book. So what is the object of this sentence? The book. So the book is part of something that is not human, like what we are working on here, and it is in the singular. So what could we see or what could we do? See sentences or make sentences like this. She wrote. And we are going to replace that book with the object pronoun, which is this one. Pachi, what are the object pronouns? Here we have them. Look at them here. For each personal pronoun you have an object pronoun. So look, we have them here and I hope you learn them. There are some that match in the case of you, in the case of it, look how they match. So that you can study them. I will leave you that little part here. So, that's why we use it as an object pronoun too. She wrote it. Be very careful because if we already know what we're talking about here, the book, but if we didn't know anything about the book and it says, he wrote it, one would wonder, what did he write? The message, the book, what? So, to keep in mind what we were talking about, replacing it. Ready? Now, what is it? I like the class. So, who likes it? Me. So, I put, I, here. I like, is the verb to like, and we're going to put the class here. I like the class. Yes, I hope you also like what we've done so far. I like the class. What's the object? The class. So, what could we do? Simply put, I like it, here. I like it. I like it. Yes. So that's why we can work on it. Remember once again, if we omit this, I like it, but what do you like? There it is. So, the importance of knowing what we're talking about. Take the pen. This is like an order, like an imperative. So here there is no pronoun. You simply say the verb, to take, the one for, to grab. So say, take the pen. Yes, take the pen. Take the pen. But then, what is the object? The pen. That's why we could see sentences like this, something like this, sorry, that say like this, take it, yes, take it. Take it, yes. What are we going to take? The pen, what was already mentioned. Okay, now the last part is this. Possessive adjective. Sorry for the long video, but hey guys, let's work and learn. So, possessive adjective, the restaurant opens its doors tomorrow. So, here we have the following. The restaurant, right? Let's put it. The restaurant opens. So, what does it mean to open? Opens. Yes, we put the S for the third person singular, since that is an object. The rest opens. It opens its doors. The doors belong to whom? Lies or whose? The restaurant, its doors, the doors of the restaurant. So, here, what are we going to use? We are going to use this its, this one here, which is the one that indicates the possessive of an object, an animal, a thing, whatever. The restaurant opens its doors. Open doors. Yes. Tomorrow we say tomorrow. Here it is. So, how could we work it? Doors tomorrow. Remember that this is the its. You will say, Pacho, but here we are talking about plural because doors is plural. No, we are not talking about the doors. The doors belong to whom? The restaurant. So, it would be very different if I said the restaurants open their doors. That is different. So, analyze that sentence carefully. Look at this one. The dog is in his house. The dog is in his house. We can say here the dog. Yes, the dog is in. Who in the house? In yours it could be, but in this case we are going to refer to his house, to his possession. So, we have two ways of analyzing it here. The dog is house. Now, there is something with pets, with animals that are very much part of the house that could be worked on as if they were a person. For example, you could replace it, as we have worked on the dog, we could replace it as it. Yes, this is done. It is more like when it is a stray dog, a little unknown, than in spite of stray dogs, but well, you could work on it there. It could also be used as he if it is a pet of yours, he in his house. So we could say he is also using the possessive adjective for he. He is in his house, right? To treat him a little differently. This is the way we can work on that it, guys. I hope you liked it a lot. I am going to leave you an exercise so you can practice it and I hope for your comments, reactions and I apologize again for the long video, okay? Don't forget to share this video. There are probably many people who may be waiting for it and you can help them. Okay, bye bye and see you next class.